And maybe we could have a PowerPoint. So we're just going to have a very much shorter talk today. And I'm going to continue with from where I left off from my last talk, which was about 6 weeks ago. And if you remember last time, for those who are here, I was talking about being ready, and I was talking about being like a sailing ship, being filled with the Holy Spirit, being ready to be taken on by God into new adventures and the things that he has for us to do. And I was also talking about being a runner. It says in the Bible about running for the prize. Go for it, go forward with God. And this is the verse that I ended on last time. And I mentioned about there being a second part about being real, and that's just what I want to pick up on today. So about being real. Whoops, what's happening? So last time I mentioned about a vision that I'd had of a lion roaring, and it was the Lion of Judah. And I'd seen this vision and power coming out in the form of a roar from the lion. A roar of his power, word. And it was going out, and I was saying that we needed to get behind it, to encounter his word, his roar, his power, get behind it and move on. But also I mentioned that in the vision, there were people hiding behind shelters, avoiding the roar or the word or this power. And that's really what I was wanting to focus on today, people hiding. And I felt like God was saying to me, he was calling me out from whatever I was hiding behind. And also that I should call other people out, call people out from where they're hiding. So that is a question that I would want to ask today. Are we hiding behind anything so that we don't encounter God or feel the fullness of his power, his presence, his roar? Are we hiding? Aha. So yeah, are we hiding? A question to think about. And the call is to come out and get real with God, to experience his fullness, his cleansing. And if we don't, God maybe might blow the things away that we're hiding behind. He sees everything that we do. And in a way, we can't really hide from him. So that's one of the questions today. What are we hiding behind? And why would we hide in the first place? If you remember Adam and Eve, they hid. Maybe if we've done something wrong, we want to hide from God. Maybe if we're afraid, or there's pride in us and we don't like feeling vulnerable, we want to hide. So are we hiding? We do, I think, every one of us really want to be known by God. And we can only really be known if we are real with God and others. What sort of things do we hide behind? Some people are aware of having a wall between themselves and God. We're hiding behind a wall. And sometimes this can be things like shyness, our past. We make it into a wall between us and God. Things that have happened, we use as an excuse for not meeting God, for not encountering God. Sometimes it's busyness. We get so busy that is like a barrier between us and God. Sometimes it can be something as simple as noise. We want to have our lives so full of stuff, noise, music, something on all the time in the house, TV, things like that, so that we don't have to be quiet and come before God. It'll be different for everybody, but do we hide behind anything to avoid God? So I think God's saying to us, where are you? And what are we saying to him when he says that? Where are you? Maybe we need to come with all that we are, all our failures, weaknesses, fears. We like to come with our questions as well. Questions we've got for God and about God and our pain. Come as we are. And maybe ask the question from Psalm 139. Ask him to search us. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. The other thing we can do is put on a fake face or a fake self and cover ourselves from others and from God. We are sometimes not as we are really meant to be. And we do know that his covering is enough for us, and we can trust him with all our weaknesses, our faults, everything in us. We can actually trust him. So that was the first question. I'm just going to ask two or three simple questions today. What are we hiding behind? And the second one, are we being real in the false or deceptive world? The world needs authentic Christians at the moment, doesn't it? We've just had the referendum, and how many times on TV did we see people giving promises and then contradicting themselves? And it happens all the time, doesn't it? We do feel that things aren't really real and true half the time when we see things on TV. We also try and project a false or a different image. That's a Botox sort of picture, somebody being marked up to change their image, to change who they really are into something else. Sometimes trying to be a bit more acceptable, but it's not our real face. And then sometimes we want to stay young, don't we? And we don't allow ourselves sometimes to be our real self. We try to be something different from what we are at the moment. And how often do we pretend that life is okay? You ask somebody if they're how they are, and we often say fine, and we're not real. So we do pretend sometimes. And as Christians, I think we sometimes can pretend we know all the answers as well, rather than admitting that we don't. So that's another way that we could maybe think about being real. It says in Romans, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed so that you may discern by the renewing of your minds what the will of God is, what is good, acceptable and perfect. So we are called to be different. And I'm going back up to that one. And in John it says, my prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They're not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. So we are in the world, but not of it. To be real, maybe the key is to know that we are a child of God. That is the first and foremost thing. I am a child of God. And as we get to know our Heavenly Father, he shows us who we are and what that means for us, how we particularly are made in his image. So maybe that is the most important thing in talking about being real in the world. Together with a fear of the Lord, a fear of the Lord. that would prevent, should prevent us from being fake in the world, and to live in the light and in truth. So that was my second question. It's quick today. Just want to ask these three questions. Are we being real in the world? And the final question, how much is kingdom a reality to you? We go about day to day and we live our lives. And how much of the time are we aware of kingdom realities? How real are spiritual things to us? Where are our eyes focused? Has anybody seen The Truman Show, which is a film? No? A couple? Well, it's about a man who basically he is the subject or the victim of a plan, and basically he's brought into the world, and he lives in a world which is actually on a big island, and all the people around him are actually actors, and he lives to be about 30, and he doesn't realise that he's part of a play, in other words. And eventually you can see him there, he finds out what he thought was real wasn't, and he steps out into the real world and meets the people, the director of the film. And it's shown over, it's broadcast, a bit like soaps are. So that is a question about reality. It helps us to question reality. Also, how much do we live in virtual reality? How much of our lives are spent thinking about soaps and living in things that are, or with things that aren't really real? How many conversations do you hear? I hear lots of conversations about Coronation Street, as if the people are real around you. So how much is real? And then when we were away on holiday last week, we played a game called The Game of Life. Has anybody played that one? It's a board game, and it's been around for years and years and years, about 30 years. And the object of the exercise is to get a job and to make as much money as you can. So my question is, how much are we trapped into that sort of game of life as opposed to spiritual things and God's realities, God's kingdom? And there's the verse from 2 Corinthians. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And to finish on, just the thought to remind ourselves that we are a new creation. When we are born again, when we accept Christ into our lives, we are made a new creation, a new person. It says the old things have passed away, all things have become new. And how much is that a reality for us, that we are a new creation, moment by moment, day by day? How much of the time do we let the old man take over what God has created us to be, the real, the new, the authentic? So, third question, how much are we living in kingdom reality? And I'm just going to close now with a song that my friend wrote, and it's about God seeing us as we really are. He sees the real person in us. So just to close, I'm going to ask John to play that song.
See the new you, the way you've always been. I see you standing tall and strong, confident and clean. I see the true you, the way you really are, 'cause I see beyond the things you see. I see you free, no matter what's been said to you, no matter what's been done, no matter what's been put on you, My will for you will still be done, 'cause I see the new you, the way you've always been. I see you standing tall and strong, confident and clean. I see the true you, the way you really are, 'cause I see beyond the things you see. I see you free, I see beyond the things you see. I see you free.
Thank you, Lord, that you made each one of us. Thank you that we are all a new creation in you. Thank you for the people that you've made us. And I pray, Lord, that we would walk in that, that you'd work with us to get rid of all the things that hinder us. And I pray that for each one of us, you would shine through. The image of God would shine through each of us in a special way. Lord, help us to be real. Help us to come to you, and would you change us? And Lord, we do want to be authentic people in the world today. Help us to walk in your truth and your light, and not just go along with everything that happens out there in the world. Help us to be different and be so focused on kingdom realities that we do make a difference. Amen.